Okay, Murech Rabosei. We yesterday were learning the malacha of Ma'amer, and we pointed out that Tosis in Beitza asks a question: how is it that I am allowed to be malaket Eitzim from the Karfeit? Shouldn't that be the malacha of Ma'amer? And we mentioned that Tosis has a shita, the malacha of Ma'amer is only mimakum gidulo, and the karfif is not mimakum gidulo, that's why it's not a problem. We mentioned that the Ran in two different places has an argument that maybe the malacha of Ma'amer doesn't apply on yontif. Maybe Ma'amer is also going to be permitted letzorech ochel nefesh. And we mafalpel a bit in terms of how that Ran fits in general with the yisod of malachas ochel nefesh. And then what we suggested last time is a razzle-dazzle mahalach of the Minchas Chinuch, where the Minchas Chinuch was medayik in the Rambam, that me'amer uchlen, right, that the malacha me'amer is only on food, and me'amer doesn't apply to non-food items. And we raised a number of questions on this Minchas Chinuch. Reb Asher Weiss's question was that which other malacha only applies to ochlem, lacha ora, right? Maybe there's certain malachos that only apply to gedulei karka. To say it only applies to ochlem would be unusual. That was Reb Asher Weiss's kasha. We suggested that perhaps if you disagree with the Rambam about the malacha of dash, that the Rambam was a chol ve'olos chayiv mishum dash, so maybe we have another case of a malacha that's only chayiv on ochlen. I don't know a case of dash that's not chayiv on ochlen. This is all chazara from last time. But hayotze that we mentioned last time is that this approach, that the malacha of ma'amer is limited to ochlen, is probably based on the not best girsa in the Rambam. We noted that the Niksav Yad Teiman, in the Shinuyei Nuschos, in the back of the Rambam, the Ksavya Teiman has the Girsa Hama'amed La'achila Shiro Kigro Geres Mebehema, etc. In other words, according to the Ksavya Teiman, there's no din that the Malacha of Ma'amer only applies to Ochlen. Rather, it depends what I'm doing. If it's La'achila, so Kigro Geres. If it is Lebehema, Kimlo Piagid. La hasaka, so the shiur is lavashel beitza. That's what we noted last time. I noticed today, though, that the Tosfos Rit, which I gave you on the Maror Makomis, might be saying the Minchas Chinuch. Ken Zayin, that what the Minchas Chinuch is suggesting within the Rambam, that the Malacha of Na'amer is true only by Ochlen, maybe it's not true in the Rambam, but Lefi Ani Yastaiti, it's correct in the Tosfos Rit. Let me read to you the Tosfos Rit. Ma'amer, Zot the Tosfos Rit, Mekabet Shibolim Me'achare HaKotzer, after you do kotze, you gather the stalks, the osa oson omer, and you make them a pile. Vishiur me'amer hu kigrogeres. Vishiur is a grogeres. Dumya de kotze v'tochein. Vishiur is a grogeres, a kotze and tochein. Shekol melechas ha'ochlen kigrogeres. No? The Tosfos Rit, unlike the Rambam, who has three different shiurim within me'amer, if I'm doing it for achila, it's grogeres. If I'm doing it for behema, kimlai pi hagedi. If I do it for hasaka, it is the amount to roast to roast an egg or something. For the Tosfos Rit, the shear is always a grogeres, and he read shekol melachas ha'oichlin ki grogeres. All malachas on foods are a grogeres. No, you get the impression, perhaps, that he's saying that the malacha is a malachas ha'ochlin, which might sound like the Minchas Chinuch. That's what I thought of this morning. Yes, sir.
It doesn't mean that you're only chayiv if you do an ochlin. Kotzer and tochein are also chayiv on non-ochlin. And also,
it's considered malachas ha'ochlen. It's considered a malacha of foods. Even though, presumably, it could be ma'amer, let's say, eitzim, or the like. But apparently that's not the malacha. But in other words, the diuk that the Minchas Chinuch's teretz, the Tosfos's kasha, that who says you can violate, what's it called? Who says you can violate ma'amer on wood because it's only on oichlin, right? So we pointed out lav dafka, is that correct within the Rambam? But one could argue that this is correct within the Tosfos Rit. He calls Ma'amer Melechas Ha'ochlen. But again, first of all, the Tosafot Rid never distinguishes. He says he never says if I do for anything else, I'm going to be chayiv. The Rambam talks about if I do ma'amer to burn. Tosafot Rid never says that. He just says malachas ha'ochlin, the shiur is kigrogeres. End of conversation. He doesn't give me the other shiurim.
Isn't kotzer the same shiur?
Kotzer, does it depend within kotzer why I'm doing it? Hatolish Olshin, Hamzarid Zradin, Imla Achilo Shir Kiko Geris, Imla Behema Shiro Kimlo Pihagidi, Imla Hasaka Shiro Kide Lavashal Beitza. That's about Kotzer for the Rambam.
But
Tosas Rid about Kotzer? I don't know. I have to look. I'm not sure. Again, I don't know. All I know is that Tosafot only says that she is kigrogeres. Perhaps it's the same as the Minchas Chanuch. Let's go on. What we mentioned yesterday also was a different mahalach within the Rambam, a mahalach that Rabbi Brown has in his Sefer Tevas Moshe, which is that in order to be chayiv, according to the Rambam, for ma'amir, it has to be shemechabrim yachad, that you attach the things together, shena'asu, sheniskabtsu guf echad. That's the Lashon HaRambam here in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, and later on in Perek Chaf Aleph, the Rambam has the same type of Lashon, that you only chayiv if it's na'asu ke'echad. And the Rambam seems to be saying that by melach, the reason I'm going to be chayiv is because it appears like it's one thing, the salt begins to clump together, and that's why you're going to be chayiv, or according to Manda Amr, that there is ma'amir shalom b'gedulei kakei, chayiv ha'melach, if not, you're not chayiv, but asu midrabonon, the reason for that is because it clumps together, it becomes a single unit. And perhaps that's the difference between the Gemara in Beitza, we suggested, that the Gemara in Beitza talks about when I grab twigs, I put the twigs together, so then I am not going to be chayiv atz ma'amir. Why not? Because it's not na'asu la'echad. It doesn't become one unit. However, we were suggesting yesterday that there's another Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah in the 12th Perek, where he says that you're going to be chayiv on wood. And we suggested a razzle dazzle mahalach. We said that maybe I'm going to be chayiv on wood if it's na'asu ke'echad. Maybe I'm chayiv on wood if I tie it together. Right? This is our mahalach. It's not really b'mashma in the lashon of the Pirush HaMishnah in Perek Yud Beis, I have to admit. But perhaps, right, perhaps the yishuv for this whole thing is that the chiyuv is if it becomes one unit. When I tie the, if I just have a pile of wood, that's not a single unit, it's just a pile, no? But if I tie it together, it becomes a single unit, maybe then I'm going to be chayiv. This is really a suffix in the tshuva of the Maharach or Zarua that I give you on the Mara Makomis, no? The Maharach or Zarua writes, Hama'amer lo yadati perusho. I don't know what ma'amer is. In perusho, she yesof shibulim yachad, below yikshareim. Heavy ma'amer, oh, lo heavy ma'amer, ashi yikshareim yachad, liyos aguda achas. No? He says, I'm not sure what the malacha of ma'amer means. Lashon Omer sounds like nikshiru yachad, because she balim han mikubatzim, velo nikshiru, eini savur she yikare Omer. V'chein mashma milashon ha'maimoni. Right? He says, and this is what the Rambam sounds like, he's saying that according to the Rambam, you have to tie it together to be chayiv. Right? The Rambam writes, by the Deveila, that I'm only going to be chayiv when I stick the string into it and it becomes a guf echad. Perhaps that's the yishub, therefore, for the case in Beitza Daf Lamed Gimel. This was our suggestion. Now, huh? So far so good? It's a possibility. Again, Rabbi Brown has a slightly different take, but I'm using him to come up with my own idea. Now, this question as to whether it has to be tied together or not, there are a number of mahalchim that achronim take, Some are found in Rishonim about when you have to tie it together to be Chayav Mishum Ma'amer and when you don't. There is a Me'iri in the Mishnah. The Me'iri in our Mishnah writes as follows. Zok the Me'iri Ma'amer Hu shema asef ha'umrim achar shehinichum ha'kotzrim b'mkomam v'tzovram b'makom echad v'koshram. Hu hadim ma'asaf ha'shibolim achas achas v'otzer mehem umrim v'chin kol kiyoti b'zeh. The Me'iri writes that there's tzvei dinim of ma'amer. There's ma'amer when I take bundles and I put the bundles together. And then there's another ma'amer when I take individual shibolim, stalks of wheat, and I put them together. That's what the Me'iri says, right? That ma'amer is true both on shibolim and on umrim. However, if you read the Me'iri carefully, when the Me'iri speaks about ma'amer shibolim, the Me'iri says, ma'amer shibolim bekoshram. No? I tie them together. But when the Me'iri speaks about ma'amer umrim, right, when he speaks about, excuse me, I said it backwards. When I'm ma'amer omrim, the Me'iri says, when I take the bundles and I put bundles together, then they have to be kosher. When I'm ma'amer shibalim, the Me'iri says that I do not need kosher. What's the hesber of this Me'iri? Nothing. If I am ma'amer the bundles, I have to tie it. If I'm ma'amer individual stalks, I don't have to tie it. What's the hesber? So the Shvisas HaShabbos in Os Gimel says that he thinks the Hezber is Azoi. Maybe we have a Yesod that Ein Ma'amer Achar Ma'amer. Just like I have a Yesod of Ein Vishal Achar Vishal, right? Maybe Ein Ma'amer Achar Ma'amer. Once I did Ma'amer once, I can't be Chayiv again. However, just like by Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, we developed an idea that when Bishol number 2 accomplishes something that Bishol number 1 did not accomplish. For example, Tzwi Achar Afiyah, Tzwi Achar Bishol, Bishol Achar Tzwi, no? If Bishol number 2 makes it different, it changes something, so then I'm going to be Chayim on Bishol number 2. So we could suggest that the yisod of Ein Me'amer Acha Me'amer would be that if it changes, it improves it, it makes it different, so B'kahai Gavna you could be Chayiv. If that's the case, I understand why the Me'iri says if I'm Me'amer Umrim, I need a Kesher. But if I'm Me'amer Shibalim, I don't need a Kesher. Me'amer means I make a pile. The original pile becomes a pile by just putting it together. Ah, you want to be chayav for making a second pile once the first pile was made? For that, the second pile has to improve on the first pile. You need a kasher on the second pile. Shvisas and Shabbos. Huh? That's what he says. It's a good fart. What he's basically saying is that we have a yesoid of ein ma'amer achar ma'amer. The Minchas Chinuch, however, clearly disagrees with this Yisod. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Gimel here, in the Mosach HaShabbos, right, I was telling Chaz and Hess this morning what Mosach HaShabbos means. It's a pasuk in Perek Tes Zayin of Malachim Beis about the king Achaz didn't really like the Beis HaMikdash very much, so he brought a Mizbeah from Ashur, and then he started destroying all the kelim that Shlomo HaMelech built in the Beis HaMikdash, and one thing he destroys the Mosach HaShabbos, which was like an overhang that people would sit under on Shabbos. So Minchas Chinuch got his term Mosach HaShabbos from that Savar from the pasuk in Malachim Beis. Okay, whatever it is. But the fact is, the Minchas Chinuch has a something. We know that Ma'amer has a shear of a grogeris, and then the Ashakim. Now, most shiurim on Shabbos, I'm going to be chayiv on when there is a tziruf between A and B. So if I do a chatzi grigeris now and a chatzi grigeris later, I'm going to be chayiv, correct? That's the yesod. Frech the Minchas Chinuch, what about if I do chatzi grigeris now and the same chatzi grigeris later? Let's say I'm ma'amer chatzi grugeres. I take chatzi grugeres of dates or something. I stick them together. Then I pull them apart. Then I stick them together again. Am I going to be chayiv? I only have a chatzi grugeres, but I did it tzveimo. Am I going to be chayiv? So the Minchas Pinuch says maybe you'll be chayiv in this case. Right, Minchas Pinuch, right? He likes creating innovative possibilities. Maybe you're going to be chayiv. Right? The Gemara discusses a person eats a chatzi zayis vehikio, and then you eat it again, chulin kuf gimel. Right? Are you going to be chayiv machos asiros? One could argue that maybe that Gemara, you're going to be chayiv over there because there was hanoa sgara, you know, before, right? Over full kezayis. Right? Over here, maybe there's no din of hanoa, maybe you shouldn't be chayiv. But in chasminuf is mesupik, maybe you'll be chayiv in this case. Boop, boop, take it apart, put it back together, maybe that's enough to be chayiv. Zok the minchas Ariel, hello! Ein ma'amer achar ma'amer. How can you be chayiv? Right? I did ma'amer. I pull it apart. I do it again. Doesn't do anything. Ein ma'amer achar ma'amer. So the Minchas Ariel says, our karkacha, I see that the Minchas Chinuch is arguing on this yisoh that we are developing. Who should I call on? Avinu.
So
you're saying a svara that some of the poskim say by bishul, that like if it's uzla bishul harishon, if the bishul went away, then the vada could be chayiv on the second bishul. So here also the original bishul went away.
Exactly.
The original imor went away,
right? So it'd be part of the process.
So, no, but Lamaisa, I did a full shear. With all this, in other words, right, when all is said and done, I did a full shear.
But you undid it.
So? So what? Perhaps. You want to have the same Dukhiyah? Okay.
Secondly, the first one is maybe no Kiyah in it.
Maybe there's no kiyum, but who says there has to be a kiyum? By hutsa'a, there's a special kiddush that I'm only going to be chayiv on the tzira if there's a kiyum, if the original thing is still there. But maybe by other malachos, lav dafka, is that true? Could be. This is so that ein ma'amer achar ma'amer, which again, the Shvisas HaShabbos is saying it is the pshat in our Me'iri, might be the pshat in a Matosis Rit. The next lines in the Tosis Rit. Ikasha. Imken nispazru peiros bachatzero o besode viliktan yischai mishum ma'amer. Whenever fruit spills in my chata, I should be chai mishum ma'amer. Teshuva. Ein ma'amer ela b'shas tili shasom min hakarka she zehu tchilas likuto. Aval peiros shenilketu kavar ve'achshom nispazru ein zem ma'amer. Right? Zuck the Tosis Rid, that there's only ma'amer when it's shas tili shasom in hakarka, right when you're pulling it out of the ground. That's tichilas likuto. But once it's nilketu kavar, and then it spreads out, that's not ma'amer. One can certainly read the Tosis Rid, that what the Tosis Rid is saying is that ein ma'amer achar ma'amer. I'm only chayiv ma'amer. The Tosfot is not saying that I'm only chayiv b'makom gidulo, no? That's what Tosfot said in Beitza. Tosfot is saying something a little different. He's saying that ma'amer is a chiyuv only b'shas tuli shasom in akarka. Now, I could read the Tosfot very limited, that ma'amer is only mamish the moment I pick it up, then I put it together. And if there's some time, well, then I'm not chayiv. I don't think that's reasonable, just because the normal derech is that first you cut the tevuah, your kaitzer, and then you do the me'amer probably later on, no? I mean, that, I think that's the way it looks in the farms all the time. First they cut it down, and a day later they go around, and they, or a few days later they pick it up. If that's the case, what the Tosis Rid might mean is the same yisod that ein ma'amer achar ma'amer. This is a big chakira in the Achronim. do I say ein achar ein, achar whatever, ein x after x? Do I say that by all malachos? Or is that a yisoid in bishul? We have the yisoid by tochein also. The Chazon Ish writes, however, that ein tchina achar tchina has nothing to do with ein bishul achar bishul. Ein tchina achar tchina means that once a thing is ground, so further grinding doesn't accomplish anything. That's a totally different yisoid than ein bishul achar bishul. Again, within ein bishul achar bishul, we spoke about the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam, about what about something is nispashel pam rishon kemachol ben drusoy, then the second time, right? Which all connects to our yisod beforehand. In the Malach of Zorah,
the Magen Avraham has a subject as follows. You know, Erev Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos is a huge discussion about how you get rid of your chametz. So one of the, what we usually do is we flush a little bit of chametz down the toilet. No? That's our practice. The Magen Avraham discusses, am I allowed to be Zorah Meruah? Can I take my challah and like rub it in my hands and then throw my challah into the wind to separate the challah? Maybe it's usher because it's going to be the malach of Zorah. But maybe in Zorah, achar Zorah.
Yeah, but you're not separating anything. You have no kapara to, you're not separating. You
just my idea over here is I want to spread it out. Again, it could be, and we'll have to talk about this when we learn Zorah further, that Malach of Zorah is not necessarily Malach of separating the kernel from the chaff. Maybe the Malach is just dispersing. Right, we'll have to discuss that. And the Magen Avraham is certainly taking a stand on that Hakira. But the Nekuda that I want from this Magen Avraham and Tuf Mem Vav Sivkat and Beis is his question about whether or not the Yisayid of Ein X Achar X applies to the Malach of Zorah. And we are saying the same Hakira within the Malach of Ma'amer, and we're bringing a Raya from Atosis Rid and the Me'iri, etc. about the Malach of Ma'amer. It happens that the Egle Tal, however, in Os Beis, has a different yesod in this Tosis Rid. We were learning the Tosis Rid, that the Tosis Rid is saying, Ein Ma'amer Achar Ma'amer, and therefore, Peiros Shenoka Tu Kavar, there's no Ma'amer. However, the Egle Tal has a different take. Zok the Egle Tal, that maybe the Tosis Rid really holds like Tosis. The Ein Ma'amer Ela Begidulei Karka. The only thing is that to be called Gedulei Karka, it has to be that it just came off of the ground. Ken Min Zogin, perhaps we could say that once the item has been off the ground for a long time, and once there's been some change in the item, then it's not called Gedulei Karka anymore. It's only called Gedulei Karka when it right comes off the ground. Once it came off the ground a while ago, it's not called Gedulei Karka. This is a similar idea to what we saw in the Ma'ariv Makomos from the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Gimel, no? The Aruch HaShulchan suggested about like the forks and the knives that I put together. Now that's not Ma'amer because there was some change. Perhaps that's the Yesod. Perhaps that's the Yesod of this Tosis Rid as understood by the Egle Tal. That once there's a change, it's no longer called Gedulei Karka, etc. Fine. One last ta'ara to make about the Malach of Ma'amer, which I think is a collector's item, and I have no idea what to do with it. Take a look at the Pirush Rabbeinu Chanana over here. Rabbeinu Chanana. In my Gemara, it's like the bottom of Ein Gemara Beis going to the top. Right? Amir Rava, or Rava, he has a guess of Rava. Haiman the Kanef Milcha Mimalchasa, Chayim Mishum Ma'amer. The Rabbeinu Chanana writes, Chaymalon, Ka'abaye, the Amar Ein Imor Elo Abigidulei Karka. So far, so good, right? We pass in the Ein Ma'amer Elo Abigidulei Karka. The Eino Chayiv Elo Kishemavir Dalan Amis Brishus Harabim. Can anyone make heads and tails out of this? You're only chayiv on the Amer if you're Mavir Dalan Amis Brishus Harabim. Now, I have no idea what he really means. What I think he might mean is as follows. I think the words Rishus HaRabim might be a Tois HaDafos here in the Rabbeinu Chananel. And I think what the Rabbeinu Chananel might mean is as follows. If the Malach of Ma'amer is that something that is spread out and then I gather it together. So Yesh Lachkar, what's considered spread out? Right? Remember, we learned in fifth grade about Kav Ba'arba Amos in terms of right, the meaning of Eilam Metzis. Right? I think everyone learns this in fifth grade. That's the meaning of Jews. Right? Sixth grade, but my son's elementary school, they started going to sixth grade. But the fact is, maybe what the Rabbi Yochanan means is that it's only Ma'amer if it's considered spread out and then I put it together. If it's not spread out, so then it can't be Ma'amer because it's still together. Right? It's still together. Now, if that's the case, by the way, then Rabbi Yochanan would be saying something that Yesh Imur Ahar Imur. Right? If I had a pile, if I had a basket of fruit, and the basket of fruit spreads out, Zakta Ben Hanan of Ken Zion is going to be Ma'amir in that case, providing it spread out enough. That's the way I would like to learn the Rabbi Hanan. The only thing is, I have no idea why Rabbi Hanan is using the word Rishus Harab. That word troubles me. Again, just making a suggestion within the comment of the Rabbi Hanan. Yes, sir?
So there's a rather interesting commenting on the Rif Beitza. There's a discussion in the Gemara about why Jews are allowed to feed their animals like beitzit on Yantif. So the way Rabbi understands it is that it should be an honor because you're collecting the seed inside your house and then you bring it into Rishus Harav. The expression is like So I mean, it's, well, one, Rosh Hashanah is definitely important, at least in Rabbit, and it's not even a sheer in its spread outness, because it was collected in Rosh Hashanah.
Interesting. Maybe.
So that would, even if that's our answer for the Rabbanim Hanano, at least the Rabbit would still be weird, right?
I think so. Again, I don't know, I can make sense of this Rabbi Yochanan, I think, without Rishus HaRabin, but then he would be saying that Yesh Ma'amer Acha Ma'amer, which I don't think is so crazy. By the way, I should point out, though, one other horror, the Rambam never mentions the din of Makom Gidulo, right? This idea that Tosis has in Beitza, the Rambam never mentions Makom Gidulo, even where you would expect it. What Tosis points out that the source of Makom Gidulo is from Ar Gemara, Haiman de Kalif Milcha Mimilchasa, only if you gather the salt from the salt mine. The Lashon HaRambam, Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, Ein Mekapsen Es HaMelach, Uki Yotze Bo. He does not say Ein Mekapsen Es HaMelach Mi Milchasa. He just says Ein Mekapsen Es HaMelach. No? You shouldn't do it because it's Nirek HaMa'amer, because it's not gidul karka, like we pointed out in the Gemara, but the Rambam never says you need makom gidulo. Therefore, for the Rambam, the kasha is how do you answer Tosfos's kasha and Beitza? And we had the two different approaches, the Minchas Chinuch's approach and what we wanted to suggest at Yom Lechayev if it's Nasur Echad. Okay, so far so good. I think that takes us to the end of the Malacha of Ma'amer. Let's do the next Gemara, the Hadash. It's five lines from the bottom. Tana, Hadash, Minapet, Minafet, Kulan, Milacha Achasein. All of these things, Dash, which we explained already, means that you remove the husk from the Tavua. Minapet, Rashi learns, is that I am doing it on Pishtan, I'm doing it on flax. Flax is the source of linen. If you look in the Rabbi Ribiat's book, page 330 to page 333, he goes through just the Metzias over here. The way flax grows is fascinating, apparently. Flax is a plant that grows to be about 40 inches tall. The flax, unlike most plants that you cut from the ground, you have to pull flax up from the roots. After you pull flax up from the roots, you remove some seeds from the flax. You then soak the flax in some water for 10 to 20 days to soften it up. Then you grind the outside husk, but you crush it a bit. When you crush it, so then the inner part, the soft part, the linen, basically is separated a bit. After you remove the basics of the outside part. So then what you have to do is you take the linen out and you remove the further impurities on that linen that exists. All of these activities are the malach of dash. Right? I'm removing the seeds, that's probably dash. I'm removing the outer shell, and I'm removing the first time, and I'm removing the pieces that remain of the outer shell later on. That's minapet. Minafet, Rashi learns, is that I do a similar activity on cotton. No? Cotton grows in these balls. Cotton can often be very dirty when it grows, and you have lots of impurities in it. And you have to remove those impurities from the cotton to make the cotton a good cotton. Until this Chassid of Vilmos HaOlam, Eli Whitney, developed the cotton gin, you'd have to remove cotton by hand. And it was a very time-consuming, difficult process. They'd have to remove the impurities from the cotton. They had a machine called a keshes. A keshes, I'm just learning a Rashi. A keshes was like a bow that would vibrate, and as it vibrated, it fluffed the cotton up a bit. And when the cotton is fluffier, it's easier to get those seeds out. So, mina fate, Rashi learns, is that tzemer gefen bekeshes kederecho umnin. Tzemer gefen is gidule karka, lahachi kari nifut delay told the dush, shemefarek garina mimenu velo kari le told of minapet de tzemer. Rashi learns, because it's gedulei karka, therefore it's a tolda of dosh, as opposed to a tolda of minapet es ha-tzemer. In other words, in our Mishnah, we had a malacha of minapet. Minapet in the Mishnah was basically combing the wool to remove the dirt from the wool, no? And to straighten out the wool to make it into threads. Zokt Rashi, our minafet is different than their minapets, because minafet is on gidule karka, and minapets is not on gidule karka. Again, minapets over here in the Mishnah is minapets as tzemer. In other words, according to Rashi, there are two different types of minapets. There's minapets as ha pishtun, no? And there's then there's minapet es ha tzemer. And according to Rashi, it's two different things. If it's gedulei karka, it's told of the dosh. If it's not gedulei karka, it's not told of the dosh. It's the other malacha of minapet es ha tzemer. Ad kan divrei Rashi. A few ha'aros on this Rashi. Ha'ara 1. Minchas Chinuch says that the Lashon HaGemara is kulan, this is the Minchas Chinuch in dosh, a space. The Lashon HaGemara is Kulan Malacha Achas. Kulan Malacha Achas sounds like they're all ovals, or they're all sub-ovals, no? Yet Rashi, for some reason, learns that Minafet is a tolda. Now, this is not so difficult, because it's probably Rashi L'shit Haso, that earlier in the Gemara, we had Zoreya, Zoimer, etc., Kulan Malacha Achas, and Rashi learns that Zomer is not an Av, Zomer is a tolda. So for Rashi, the Lashon of Melacha Achas is a Bissel Lav Davka. No? The Rambam, however, says that Melacha Achas means it's all an Av. So for the Rambam, these things all have to be an Av Melacha, presumably. Even though the Rambam doesn't say so clearly, but that's what should have to emerge. Ad kan divrei HaMinchas Chinuch. Point one. Point two. Let's learn the Rambam. Rambam, chapter 9, law 12. What would be the halacha of someone's minapets es hapishtan? According to Rashi, what malacha is minapets es hapishtan?
That's dosh.
Dosh! Yeah. Right? Rashi says dosh because it's gedulei karka. Rashi holds that either you're dosh, or if you're gedulei karka, you're bechalal dosh. If it's not gedulei karka, if it's something from an animal, it's bechalal minapets es hatzemer, a different malacha. As I state in Rashi, no? But the Rambam writes, right, 9:12, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis, Menapes Es HaTzemer, O Es HaPishtan, Chayiv, Mishum Menapes. And the Rambam writes, and the Malacha of Menapet is Tzemer or Pishtan. Same thing. Now, the Chaya Adam writes about this Rambam, that if a Menapet is a Pishtan, so the Chaya Adam, how come you Chaya Mishum Menapet? So I understand that you Chaya Mishum Menapet, perhaps, but shouldn't you also be Chaya Mishum Dosh? Because when I remove the these impurities from the cotton, right, let's say, or from the flax, right, shouldn't that be dosh also? So zok dechayav adam in achanami. And the Rambam is saying is I'm chayav shtayim. I'm chayav both mishum dosh and menapets. I'm violating two malachas. The chayav adam and klal chaf gimel.
Same action!
How can I be chayiv on one action for two totally different thingamajigs? Two different malachos. Right? We spoke about osa einha sefa. Right? And whether you're chayiv mishum bavashel or for soveya. And how can you be chayiv both? You can't be chayiv both lecha'ora. Apparently the chayiv adam is saying that you can be chayiv both. And Rav Asher Weiss in his shiurim Simon Samach Beis, Reb Usher Weiss writes at length that the Chayu Adam seems to be going against his entire perspective on Judaism. Because, right, Reb Usher developed this whole idea that you can't be Chayiv twice for one action unless there are two Totsals. If I am Zomer Mitzorek Ma'etzim, there are two completely different Totsals. Zomer Mitzorek Ma'etzim, I make the plant grow better. And Sarek La'etzim. So then, the Kahai Gabri can be chayiv twice. But to be chayiv twice for just removing impurities, it's the same thing. How can you be chayiv twice? Unless, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, maybe the Malacha Menapetz is not about removing the impurities. Maybe the Malacha Menapetz is about making thread. The difference between wool and thread is that wool tends to be a cloth. If you ever have a teenage daughter who goes to sleep with chewing gum in her mouth and wakes up in the morning, you know what a clump of hair is like. That's like the, not that this happened last week or anything, but a clump of wool, right, is a clump of wool. To make it into thread, I have to both remove impurities and straighten it. No? I have to straighten out each thread on its own. Ken Menzogin, that Menapetz, again, I'm not an expert about the Pishtan, that's why I was trying to get Dayan Gukhovitsky, who's the London Bezdin Dayan, who wrote the Maisa Oreg, apparently tries to explain to people what this stuff is. Rabbi Salmowski likes to talk about how one time he went on a date and they went to Colonial Williamsburg, and he and Efrat are like, sitting there and they have like a loom and they talk about the way they used to weave, and he's like, oh, so excited, I want to see the Malachas for the first time, and most people find this stuff really boring. But the fact is, it could be that the Malacha Menapetz is making threads, and making threads is very different than just cleaning it out. Right, so maybe Yechayim Mishum Dosh, I was cleaning out, I was removing the impurities, Yechayim, I was making the thread by making the thread. Just, the problem is, for Rashi, this can't be correct. Va'afareshet Sichati. Look at Rashi in the Mishnah. On Minapet. It's like, five lines before the lines get wide. Rashi gives me a French word. That Minapet means karpir balaz. And then in the Matar game, who translates French for us, and in my fancy Gemara, it's on the side of the page, he quotes, the hainu biyad, that I'm doing it with my hands. If I remove it with my hands, I'm not making it into thread. To make it into thread, to straighten it out, you need some sort of keli. So Rashi can't say that I'm going to be chayiv twice. Because for Rashi, Minapetz is only removing impurities, it's not making thread. Because making thread is not something that can be done biyad. Kach nira mafia niyas daiti. Okay, Chevra. We should have a good day. We should have a mincha.